Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiley the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet podcasting and Wi-Fi network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, here with Smiley, my giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. Today we have a very, very special and possum guest, Mackenzie Phillips. Mackenzie is an amazing actress who won our hearts in the iconic American film American Graffiti, which has been rerunning on the movie channels lately. Very cool. She's also been on the top TV shows like Cold Case, Without a Trace, ER, The Division, and of course her starring role on the long-running hit series One Day at a Time. And she's been on Oprah. And she's an author and recently spoke before the United Nations. Yes, the United Nations. She's a pet lover and animal advocate. Welcome, Mackenzie Phillips. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hi, Megan.
Mackenzie, we are so happy to have you here today. Do you have all your little doggies there with you?
Yeah, I've got all four of them right here with me there. I'm trying to keep them quiet.
Oh, they can join in anytime. They might have some really, really fabulous things to tell us. And if they do, I want you to share with us, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to talk with Mackenzie Phillips and all her dogs. And Smiley knows Mackenzie. Smiley, can you wait? Oh, he says this one's going to be hard.
Hi, Smiley.
Wait, Smiley. Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley. Must rock.
Buster. You're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Enter the code LUCKY10. LUCKY, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker. The first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker. One place, every woman.
Go to ladyfootlocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at ladyfootlocker.com.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
and we're back on Pet Life Radio, a super smiley adventure. I'm Megan Blake, and today we're with film and television star Mackenzie Phillips from American Graffiti, Cold Case, Without a Trace, and many, many more amazing projects, including being on Oprah and writing a very powerful book. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Hi there, Megan.
Hi. Well, let's get right to the main topic, your pets. Tell us about your little menagerie.
Well, I have 4 dogs and 2 cats, and Freddie is my senior pug. He's going to be 9 next week, and he's my only non-rescue. And then I have Mr. Lulu. He's a little 5-pound chihuahua, and he's laying on his back looking up at me. He's so cute. And then I have One Eye. He's a one-eyed 5-pound chihuahua, and he's a rescue, and he's just beautiful. And then I have Rudy, the rooftop pug, and he is about 10 months old. And I flew to Indiana to rescue him from Kentuckiana Pug Rescue. He had been found in a snowstorm tied to the roof of an apartment building in downtown Indianapolis. And when I saw him, he had a gash on his neck from the rope. And he had hernias from screaming, trying to get off the roof. And he was rescued from the roof by this wonderful pug rescue. And I found him on the internet, and I got on a plane, and I brought him back to Los Angeles.
Wow, that is an amazing adventure and journey, Mackenzie. I'm so impressed that you did that and that you do that, and you're such a wonderful advocate that you can tell this story. This is just amazing. How's Rudy doing?
He's doing great. He's so sweet. He's a little bit of a wild puppy. all my other dogs are, grown-ups, and he's just a toddler, So he's a little wild, and he likes to chew on things, so right now he's chewing on a nice Nylabone thing because he's teething. And I actually use some natural, like, holistic box flower essences. Remedies made from flowers. Have you ever heard of Rescue Remedy for humans?
Yes, I have. I've used it myself. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Well, they make it for dogs as well. And Rudy has 2 drops to 4 drops of Rescue Remedy. And I put some in his mouth, and then I rub some on the tips of his ears, and it really calms him and helps him to not be, I think he might have a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder from being tied to a roof in a snowstorm as a 4-month-old puppy.
Yeah, well, I would think anybody would. That's terrible. That's terrible.
I can't believe what people will do to beautiful, helpless little creatures. So he really benefits from the box flower Rescue Remedy essence that I give him. So he's just wonderful, though. I mean, he's a love bug. He's a love bug. He's very cuddly. He's just a very good little boy.
And are you finding that your other 3 dogs, that they kind of help teach him? Because, dogs are pack animals. And, of course, the people are supposed to be the leaders. But often it's a good thing if you've already got a well-balanced pack and they kind of guide the little one. Is that working out for you? What do you think?
It's starting to. Rudy's only been here 3 or 4 months with us. And Freddie, my older pug, he's a beautiful black pug. He's so handsome. He's very, very laid back for a pug. I mean, he's probably the most chill pug I've ever met.
He's the chill pug. I like that.
Yeah. He'll put Rudy in his place. He'll say, no, this is not appropriate, And I had, Freddie's a great dog. I had another pug, Max, for years, and Max became diabetic and went blind. And Freddie would guide him around. Like, if Max was about to fall or knock into something, Freddie would go and just nudge him out of the way back to safety.
Oh, that's amazing. Animals do have such intelligence, don't they, Mackenzie? Have you found that in living with your little group there?
Lou, my little baby Lou dog, he's not that smart. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he sure is sweet. But One Eye is really bright. I mean, he's figured out all kinds of things I never thought a dog could figure out. Like, he knows how to work his way up onto the kitchen table to eat the cat food.
And he's only got 1 eye, and he's a tiny little chihuahua. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's very tiny. He's just 5 pounds, but he manages to find his way like a maze up onto the kitchen table. And I'll find him sitting on the kitchen table, crunching away on cat food. I'm like, how'd you get up there, little dude?
That is so funny. I had a dog one time, and we had sliding glass doors. And we would lock the sliding glass doors, and this dog could get in the house. And Kim, my husband and I, when if we accidentally locked ourselves out, we could not jimmy those sliding glass doors to save our lives. And we still don't know how that dog opened that door. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
It is wild.
I've seen those videos on YouTube of dogs and cats, you know, sort of figuring out how to open the refrigerator and flush the toilet and all kinds of stuff. It's amazing.
All kinds of crazy things. And I love that you mentioned the Bach flower remedies, because everyone, I want to tell everybody that Mackenzie and I spoke on a panel at the Go Green Expo, which was part of the Pet Expo USA, and we shared some green tips. And that's like a fantastic tip right there, the rescue remedy. Mackenzie, do you have any other tips about just feeding, exercise, anything else you can tell people that you've learned from your pets?
Well, you know, I think one of the most important things you can do for your pet is exercise, because they get bored. You know, we have electronic media, TV, you know, books, friends, conversation. And, you know, I noticed that my dogs were licking their feet a lot. Mm. And so I started to do some research on the internet. And what I found was that they are bored.
Yes. Yes.
They're bored. So, you know, really, when you think about it, all they have is their, you know, their being, their essence, their body. And, you know, they tend to obsess on different parts of themselves. And especially purebred animals do that, apparently, like a pug or a chihuahua or, you know, a poodle or any kind of, you know. And they would just start obsessively licking their paws. And, you know, I thought, oh, I need to bathe them, or I need to put, you know, anti-collodial oatmeal stuff on them to make them stop itching. Really, they were just bored. So now I go out and play ball with them and take them on walks, or, you know, create stuff like special treats for them, and they don't do it as much. I mean, you really have to keep them interested. It's like having a small child, you know. You don't just put the baby in the crib or the playpen and just let them, you know, figure it out for themselves. You have to engage them.
Right.
And I think that's, a lot of people don't think that dogs need that, and they do.
Right. And what you touched on was actually a much bigger picture in the lessons that we can learn from our pets. And they kind of remind us to get away from the computer and the television and go out and play ourselves, go out and walk, run, do something fun, use our bodies, right?
I know. Isn't it weird? I was thinking about this last night. When I was a kid, you know, my mom would say, all right, you go out and play and don't come back till dinner.
Right.
You know? And I go outside now and I think, well, how could I stay out until dinner without a car or, you know,
cell
phone?
Or, right.
Yeah, something. And so it's changed so much. And it also touches on the way we raise our own children. I mean, I have a 24-year-old son who's addicted to video games and electronic media. And, you know, if I said to him, go out and don't come back till dinner, he'd figure out a way to find Wi-Fi in the backyard,
right.
You know?
Right, right, right. Well, I believe that animals show us how to connect on a deep level, and so remind us to connect with ourselves. And that's sort of what we're talking about here, right? We connect with them on an energy level. Do you find that do you talk to your dogs, Mackenzie? Do you tell them things?
Constantly. all the time. I remember before Max passed away, my little blind puggy, I remember he was sitting on the bed, and I kind of kneeled down by the edge of the bed and looked deeply into his eyes, and I said, you know, I mean, I feel like this dog saved my life in so many ways, little Maxie, who's got wings now and he's flying around somewhere. You know, I remember telling him, you know, I don't know what I would do without you. You're my best friend. And, you know, I always ask Freddie, my older pug, I always say, Freddie, if you promise to marry me, I will give you $3,000 for 3 consecutive days. I always... And of course, he won't marry me. He's never answered.
Oh, that's very, very funny. Well, I understand that one because I am married. I have a husband, but I tell everyone I have a husband and a boyfriend, and Super Smiley's my boyfriend. So I know
right,
you understand.
Exactly.
I have a very handsome boyfriend.
And that's right.
And you were just talking about the rescuing the dogs and what you talked with them about. People here, everyone knows, I know you know, that Super Smiley has a flash mob that's touring the country promoting pet adoption. And one of our recent stops was at the Pet Expo USA, where Mackenzie is their special celebrity guest host. And Mackenzie, she was in a Mackenzie dance in our flash mob. And I loved what you said in the little interview. Do you remember what you said, Mackenzie? I'll give you a hint if you don't remember. Do you remember?
You tell me.
You said, when you rescue a pet, ask yourself a question. And the question is?
Who rescued who?
Yes, who rescued who? I love that. And I think that is absolutely brilliant because, like you said, you rescued your little pug who had been on the roof, who, if anyone needed rescuing, that dog did. And my dogs also came from very dire situations, being abandoned in the desert and all kinds of things. But when you get them home, they open a new place in your heart, right? What have you learned from that?
Oh, I've learned, I mean, you know, having raised a human child, you know, I have a great capacity for compassion and love and patience and, you know, all those things that children help you to develop. And I've been able to learn that even more from my dogs because dogs are, you know, beasts. They're beasts of the forest, you know, and they're just like human children. They're savages and they have to be sort of allowed, but the dogs need to be allowed to maintain their beastly instincts, you know?
Their primal instincts, right? The basic
exactly.
Primal. Yes.
Yeah, their primal instincts. But at the same time, right now, my little one-eyed Chihuahua is laying on his back, and I've got my hand on his chest, and it's just such a tender, beautiful feeling. He's just such a little love. I mean, I don't know. I've always had a deep capacity for love and compassion, but with these little babies, I don't know. I'm glad I never had any more children because I love my son Shane so much, but I feel like I did because I have these little tiny baby dogs.
Right, right. And you also hit on another wonderful point in that you are honoring your dogs as dogs when you talked about their primal quality. Obviously, you love your dogs, and I know you kiss them and talk to them and share secrets with them and play with them. So we love our dogs, but still, they are dogs. And the way to elevate them the highest is to honor their dogness, right? I think that's sort of what
yes.
you were saying.
Yes. I mean, I had a little tiny Chihuahua named Jackson, and he was the first really small dog I ever got. Unfortunately, Jackson passed away, and I did buy him at a pet store. I hadn't been enlightened yet, and I thought, oh, I'm going to buy this cute little bag and all these cute little outfits, and, you know, Jackson's going to go everywhere with me. And then I looked at him, and I went, he's a dog. He needs to do doggy things. You know, and I never used that cute little bag. And, you know, if it was cold, I'd put a sweater on him because he'd be
right.
shivering. But I don't believe dogs are accessories. I believe dogs have their own spirit and their own needs and that we shouldn't treat them as like a new pair of shoes or something, you know. And so letting him, you know, run around and play in the yard and, you know, chase the other dogs and all that kind of stuff was way more satisfying than, you know, putting a hat on him and putting him in a little bag, and, you know, taking him to the mall. So you have to honor the dog in the dog.
Very, very well said, Mackenzie. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Mackenzie Phillips. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to 1-800-PetMeds.com/adventure, ADVENTURE, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
I don't make any decisions about who to hire without going to Angie's List first.
You'll find reviews on home repair to healthcare written by people just like you.
With Angie's List, I know who to call, and I know the results will be fantastic.
Angie's List. That you can trust.
Go to AngiesList.com/super and get 25% off any subscription. That's AngiesList.com/super. SUPER.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to KidsFootLocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2KF
to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at kidsfootlocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
Thinking about buying a monkey? How about a ferret or a skunk? Then check out the show that will answer the burning questions: where do you get them? What do you feed them? How do you take care of them? And most of all, what were you thinking? With exotic pet expert and author Bob Tart, every week on demand from PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure with Mackenzie Phillips, wonderful advocate for humans and pets. Hi, Mackenzie. Welcome back.
Thanks, Megan.
So let's see. Oh, Mackenzie, I know that you're going to be shooting something coming up and your doggies are going to have to go for a couple of days to a boarding facility. Can you give people advice on how to find a great boarding facility? What do you look for when you have to do that?
Well, I look for kennel free.
Explain what that is.
That means they're not kept in a crate most of the time. You know, there are certain organizations such as Paradise Ranch in Sun Valley here in California where the dogs run free during the day in a safe, gated, you know, lush green area, and they can play with other dogs. But most places they're either in a room, you know, with a few toys, or they are in a kennel. And they're only taken out to go for a short walk a couple times a day, and they are sitting there alone in a plastic crate. And, you know, and I know that it's definitely, you know, a financially difficult thing to take them to some place where, you know, they can run free, and because it's more expensive, but sometimes if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time, like right around the corner from my house, there's a vet, and, you know, they walk their dogs right past my house all day long. And I spend a lot of time on my front porch so my dogs can run around the front yard. Because I never let them alone in the front yard. In the backyard, yes. But the front yard, no, someone could come and scoop them up. But there was this one dog, I think it was an Irish setter, and they were walking this dog every day for like 2 months, 3 months.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
And the family, I guess, went to Canada to make a film or something, and they left the dog at a kennel facility for 3 months, and it just in a situation like that, I would have to dig deep into my pocket and either take my dogs with me or board them someplace where they could roam free.
Right. You mentioned the veterinarian. I live here in Malibu, and there's a vet here that when they board dogs, there happens to be a doggy daycare right next door, and you can make an arrangement so the dogs can go over to the cage-free doggy daycare and play all day, then go back and sleep in their kennels. So, so you can research and find out what works with your budget, and keep in mind that the goal is to get kennel-free and playtime and all of that, right?
Right. And there's great resources on the internet of pet-friendly hotels and traveling with pets. And there's even a new airline called Pet Airways.
Yes, Pet Airways is...
It's amazing. I mean, it's the whole plane is just for dogs and cats. And their kennels lock down, and they take them out, and they walk them around the plane. And, you know, and it doesn't fly that many places yet, but it's a growing industry. And I think it's great because you must never put your dog under the plane in the cargo hold. Never, ever. Dogs
right.
have died. Dogs have gotten free and gotten lost and running around on the runway, and it's just so scary.
Have you traveled with your pets, Mackenzie? Have they gone on any locations with you or just vacations with you?
Well, when Max was alive, I was on a six-month tour of a play called Same Time Next Year,
mm-hmm.
and it was tour bus and airplane rides. And we called it the doggy tour because Adrian Zemed, the actor who was performing with me, has an Akita. And Max was a little pug. And so Adrian would drive. When we would be flying, Adrian would drive in a car with his giant Akita. And Max was small enough to ride in the cabin with me on the airplane. But then we had like 3 or 4 weeks of the tour that was all on a giant, like a rock and roll tour bus. And the dogs were running around. So great. I mean, I've traveled, not as much lately, but I definitely have traveled with my pets, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. I travel with my kitty cat, a Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty. He's flown over 130,000 miles with me, and I love traveling with pets. They make such amazing companions, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I have always thought, and this is kind of a weird idea, but that in different cities where you have a lot of business travelers or at extended stay hotels and stuff like that, they should have rent a cat and rent a dog.
I would love that. I think that's a brilliant, brilliant idea just to calm people down. Because, you know, as we both have always said, the dogs lower blood pressure, lower our heart rates, make us happy. I think people would pay top dollar for that.
Yeah, and so it would be people, you know, who are willing to give their pet up for a fee for like a week or something, you know?
Wow, so that's a good idea.
I think it would be interesting. I've always had that idea. It's a weird idea, but it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Smiley would be up for that totally. He's a therapy dog, and he loves visiting and giving kisses. Let's see. Our show, speaking of Smiley, Super Smiley Adventure here, it focuses on adventures and inner journeys with our pets. And sometimes these journeys can involve dark or challenging places. But the secret, I think, is to learn from these things, to move through them and share the lessons. And Mackenzie, you have done such a brilliant job of this with your life, not only as an animal advocate, but as an advocate for humans as well. And I know that you recently spoke before the United Nations. I have to ask you about that because that is of such great magnitude. Can you share a little bit about speaking before the United Nations?
Well, it was just such an honor. I mean, it was the 2011 World Drug Report, and it was in front of the entire delegation of the United Nations. And, you know, it was the yearly report on the world harvest of drugs and, you know, incidents of addiction and trafficking and all that kind of stuff. And I was asked to be there to speak about, you know, my own experiences with addiction and recovery, and it was really a singular moment, something I will never forget, you know, to be there and just have knowing that my words were being translated into all these different languages. I could see the interpreters, and people were putting on their headphones so that they could hear my words in their language, and also it was such an opportunity to be an advocate for a recovery from drug addiction, so it was really a beautiful time for me.
Yes, congratulations on that, Mackenzie. That really is, as I said, just a powerful, powerful magnitude. I'm just in awe that you were able to do that. And also your book, obviously, High on Arrival, centers on those themes. And you were on Oprah, and Oprah is also a huge platform. Tell us a little bit where people can get your book, a little bit about that.
Well, my book is called High on Arrival, and we spent with the book 6 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list in 2009, which was very exciting. The book is available in bookstores, or, you know, you can order it on Amazon, anywhere like that. And it's really, truly a story of redemption and triumph over ridiculous odds. And it's also a love letter to the community of addicts and survivors of sexual abuse all across the world. It's my mission and my heart to be there and for people who are still suffering.
Congratulations, Mackenzie, and thank you for being such an amazing example of how we can relish our wonderful, happy adventures, but learn from all of our journeys and then share this with the world. You're the perfect example of that. I'm just so, so, so happy to have you here today and be able to talk with you.
And I want to tell you, I'm very happy to have you as my friend.
Oh, Mackenzie,
thank you. You and your husband, Kim, are lovely people to have as friends, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And right back at you with that one. We love you too, Mackenzie, so much. And I heard that you recently worked with Shorty Rossi from Animal Planet's Pit Boss. Yes, tell us about that.
Our good friend Shorty Rossi, who's the pit boss on Animal Planet, his beautiful pit bull, Hercules, and Shorty himself came up with a project about Hercules saving Christmas. and it was just a really sweet film to be a part of. I sort of played the evil Cruella de Vil role, but it was so much fun. And I believe it's going to air in the holiday season on Animal Planet, and it will be available for iTunes download as well. And Shorty's such a great, great advocate for all animals, not just pit bulls. And he's a really good friend, and it was so much fun to work with him. So I hope everybody looks for it when the holidays come around.
Do they have a title on it yet? Do you know? If they don't,
It was called Santa's Dog when I filmed it, but I think they might change the name to Hercules Saves Christmas or something.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm not really sure.
Very funny. Well, we'll be sure to look for Shorty Rossi's Christmas project with Hercules starring Mackenzie Phillips. That's what we're going to be looking for this Christmas. That is so cool, Mackenzie.
It was really fun.
you know, your entire life is an adventure. I feel like there's so much we can learn from you. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the pets, or what should we know? Tell us something else.
You know, I think that it's just so important, and I think California is doing some great things, getting ready to ban pet sales and stuff like that, and the movement to promote no-kill shelters and get rid of these shelters that are euthanizing dogs on a daily basis. And I love the way that social media sites like Twitter, I'm a huge Twitterer. Twitter is being used to advocate for animals, and I'm such a supporter of adoption as opposed to shopping for a dog. And there are so many beautiful, beautiful creatures out there that need our love and need our comfort and protection. And I think that we as the humans, we're beholden to care for the creatures. It's our job. We have to do it. There's no way you can turn your back on it once you really let it in that we are the ones running this show, supposedly or figuratively, maybe not literally, but figuratively, we humans are the ones that will save these babies. We have to save them. Don't buy a dog. Go to your shelter. Go rescue a beautiful puppy who needs a home or kitty.
Of course,
or
we
rabbit,
love.
Or ferret.
Yeah, or horse. Starfire says, but get
exactly.
The horses in here. Exactly. Well, you know, in Smiley's flash mob, his motto is the coolest thing you can do is get a throwaway dog. Mutts rock. It's true. And he uses the word mutts figuratively, of course, because we love the pedigrees that have been abused, abandoned, like your little dog, Rooftop Doggy, and Angel, my German Shepherd. And so we totally agree with you. Yay, Mackenzie.
Thank you, Megan. I know we're both on the same page when it comes to these little babies.
Yes. And do you have a website or someplace people can go see what you're doing?
I have a Facebook fan page.
Okay, good.
And it's just Mackenzie Phillips. And I also have at Mac Phillips, M-A-C-K Phillips, at Mac Phillips on Twitter.
Okay,
and I follow back all my fans, and I always respond. It's a kind of a big job because I've got a lot of followers, but I enjoy it, and I love meeting new people, even if it's through social media. I think it's a great way to bring us all together. And most of the people that I follow and the people that follow me are rescues and shelters and pet crusader organizations. It's a great way to get involved in becoming an advocate for pets.
It is. Say your Twitter again. Say it again so everybody can get that one.
At Mac Phillips, M-A-C-K Phillips.
Okay, very cool, Mackenzie. And Smiley also wants to share that his flash mob videos for pet adoption are on our YouTube channel, which is at youtube.com/Megan Blake. So everybody tune into those too. And the one from the Pet Expo USA is rocking. It's awesome. And Mackenzie is on that one. So definitely go check that one out. And Mackenzie, thank you. Thank you. You're a fabulous actress, author, advocate for humans and pets. Thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
It's been a pleasure, Megan. I'll see you soon. We'll hang out soon, okay?
Okay, very, very good. And one more shout out to Toyota for their Pet Safe initiative. Buckle up and enjoy your adventure. Thank you again, Mackenzie Phillips. We'll be looking for you. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.